Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Adina and Jeremy Herskowitz, Lili Nishmas, Jeremy's grandmother, Renee Herskowitz, Rachelea Bas Adina Leha Shalom, and the Shama Shrevin Aliyah through the Zuchos of our learning. Today's shir is also sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, the Zuchos Refuah Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have a refuah shlema b'soch shar chale Yisrael. So yesterday we started parachelik, and we're in the middle of discussing the notion of tchias ameisim, because the first person is ein lechelik liolam haba is someone who denies tchias ameisim in the Torah. So the Gemara wanted to figure out, yeah, where does it say tchias ameisim in the Torah that someone who denies it is ein lechelik liolam haba? So we started giving a number of different possibilities, and today's entire daf is about more possibilities of how we know that there's tchias ameisim min haTorah. Just along the way, we're also going to mention, since many of these discussions involve debates between Chachamim and Minim, Apikorsim, Agayim, so we're going to mention other debates that also took place, other challenges to the Torah Kedosha that were made by people throughout the ages and what the responses were, but it's all going to then come back to Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, meaning those are just side points as we get back to Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. We're also going to discuss along the way what's going to happen La'asad Lavo, meaning what exactly are things going to look like La'asad Lavo, not precisely, but some basic details and other challenges that Antoninus had to Rebbe, three different challenges that Antoninus had to Rebbe. We're going to have an Amud Beis, and then we're going to get back again to Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. So we left off right in the middle of an inyan. We were in the middle of discussing the possibility that Tchias HaMeisim is Min HaTorah from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Hikares Tikares HaNefesh Ahi Avona Ba. That Hikares Tikares means that it'll be Nichras Min Olam Hazeh, and then Avona Ba, we suggested, is Li Olam Haba. So that means that there must be an Olam Haba. So the Gemara had questioned, why not say that it's all from Hikares Tikares? Why do you have to say that it's from the separate phrase of Avona Ba? So the Gemara suggested that if you wanted to learn it all from Hikares Tikares, you could just say, nah, Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. That you can't derive from the double Lashon of Hikares Tikares that it refers to both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Maybe it just uses a double expression, because Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam, sometimes the Torah speaks that way. So that's where we left off. On Tzadiyam Nebe's first words on the line are Kalashon B'nei Adam, about six lines before the end of the page. So the Gemara just comments, Kitanai, this issue of whether Hikares Tikares is something that you could derive two separate drushas from is actually subject to a machlokas tanaim. Hikares Tikares, Hikares Polam Hazeh, Tikares Li'olam Haba. Two separate words, one for Olam Hazeh, one for Olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva thinks you're allowed to make such a drasha. Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel, v'lo kvar nemar, but wait, the pasuk says, Es Hashem hu megadef v'nichrisa. If you're going to tell me every time the word kares appears in the parsha, it's teaching about a different olam, so what are you going to do with the previous pasuk that says v'nichrisa, and then hikares, and then tikares? What? V'chishlosha olam yesh. Are there three worlds? Is there a third one that we're not familiar with? Ela v'nichrisa. Rather, you have to say v'nichrasa is ba'olam hazeh. Hikares the olam haba. Hikares is olam haba. What do you do about the double expression? Hikares tikares. Dibra Torah kalash min adam. That's Dibra Torah kalash min adam. We find that the Torah sometimes will speak in doubles the way people would speak. Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Avon Abba, my Avdi Bein. Now, whether you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Kiva, whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva, what do you then do with the phrase Avon Abba? Meaning Rabbi Akiva said, we learn from Hikares Olam Hazeh, Tikares Olam Abba. Rabbi Shmuel said, V'nichrasa Olam Hazeh, Hikares Tikares Olam Abba. Neither of them accounted for the phrase Avon Abba. So what do they do with Avon Abba? L'chadetanya. Yachla filu asa tshuva. You might think that someone who does Avodah Zarah is chayv kares, even if he does tshuva, and that it's over for him. Tamud lomar Avon Abba. Lo amarti al bizman sh'Avon Abba. That all, this onesh of kares is only so long as Avon Abba. It's only so long as he's still holding on to that avera. As we've pointed out in the past, that it's an interesting thing about tshuva. There are certain things that one can't do tshuva for, but they are not the most severe averas. When the
Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva goes through the Chav Dalet Dvarim, Hama'akvenes HaTshuva, it's not Avodah Zarah, it's not Gilei Rais, it's not even Shvichas Damim. It's all sorts of other things. It's being Machtias HaRabim, other things that are not necessarily the Averos that you would consider to be the biggest of the Averos that one cannot do Tshuva. It's a different type of calculus to figure out what's subject to Tshuva and what's not subject to Tshuva. It's also important to point out that when the Rambam goes through the Chav Dalet Dvarim, Hama'akvenes HaTshuva, there are two caveats. Number one is many of those things you can do tshuva for, he just thinks it's unlikely that you'll do tshuva for. For example, Shmiras Ha'inayim, the Rambam lists over there, that it's not that someone can't do tshuva for Shmiras Ha'inayim, it's just that someone's not likely to think of it as an aveira. I didn't touch, I didn't even meet the person, I didn't do anything, I just looked, what's the big deal? So a person is unlikely to do tshuva for it, not that they can't do tshuva for it. And also at the end of that parak, when the Rambam goes through, after he goes through all the Chavdal Dvar Mamak Vanessa tshuva, he then says, oh, by the way, you really can do tshuva for these things, it just can't be a complete tshuva, but it's still worthwhile to do tshuva for these things. But over here we see clearly when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and you have a Beferish Gemara in Avodah Zarah like that, that Rabbi Elazar ben Dur, well, you have about Gilei Rais, but Rabbi Elazar ben Dur Daya, you have this Gemara about Avodah Zarah, you have Gemaras about all the Averos Achamuros that you're able to do tshuva for. Okay, Shala Cleopatra Malkasa Esra Meir. Cleopatra the queen asked Rabbi Meir the following. Amra Yadana Dechai Shivchi. She said, you know, I know that there's such a notion of Tchias HaMesim, because the Pasuk says, V'yatitzu Me'ir Ke'isav Ha'aretz, that the Bnei Yisrael who died are going to sprout up again from the city of Yerushalayim like the grass that grows from the ground. So I realize that means Tchias HaMesim, Elik Shein Omdin, Omdin Arumin, Obilvu Shein Omdin. But I'm just curious about what the mechanics of this are. When they get up again, are they getting up with their clothing, or are they getting up totally unclothed? Samlar Meir said, "Kavachomer michita, umachita shenikbara aruma. A kernel of wheat is buried, meaning is planted aruma without any sort of dressing around it, and nevertheless yotza bekam levushin. It comes out layered with all sorts of levushin that you have to pull away, and then you have to process out in order to get back to that kernel of wheat. So tzadikim shenikbarim belevushayan alachas kama v'kama. Tzadikim that are buried with their clothing." All the more so. Well, what's the kasha? What's the teretz over here? I mean, she can't just be asking information. You know, how do they? Just curiosity. What does it mean that they're gonna come back with their clothing or not? The Marsha explains that she was asking that since Tchias HaMesim is derived from the pasuk of Yatzitzu Meir Keisav Asada, so maybe we should say that they're omed arumim like the Esav Haaretz, and that would be a gnai that they would be omdin arumim. Meaning, a kavod abrios is a very significant issue in Judaism usually, and we assume that a person is very worried about being embarrassed. So much so, the Gemara Maseches Sota tells us that it's Yarig Val Yaver not to be Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim, that you should sooner die than embarrass somebody else publicly. And here we're going to have people, if you really derive it from the Pasuk of Ke'esev, that it's like a blade of grass doesn't come with any sort of Malbushim. So she was bothered by this, that how could it be that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this great chesed of Tchias HaMesim, that he's also really punishing people because they're going to be Omer Arumim. So that's where Rameh responded that no, they're not going to be Omer Arumim, that you learn from the Chita, not everything that you plant in the ground is Omer Arum. Some of the things that are Mafriach Ke'esav Haaretz actually come out B'Levusheim, the Tzaddik will also come out B'Levusheim. Amalei Ke'esav the Rambam Gamliel. So the Ke'esav said to Rambam Gamliel, Amrisu the Shechvi Chai. He doesn't give in on that point. He says, you guys say Shechvi Chai, that there's such a thing as Tchias HaMesim. Havu Afra va'afra mikachai. But wait, when someone dies, they decompose, they become part of the dirt, and dirt doesn't come back to life. Samuel Barte, so is the daughter of the Kesar, said to Rabbi Gamliel, Shavke, you don't respond to this. Let me respond to this. Meaning his own daughter will be able to respond to this question. Shnei yotzrim yesh bi'irenu. We have two people who make kelim in our city. Echad yotzrim min amayim. One creates kelim using water. Ve'echad yotzrim min atit. And one using mud. Eze mehen meshubach. Which one is more impressive? Samala zesh yotzrim min amayim. The one that makes from mayim, I would say that that's more meshubach, because mud could stand for and is more substantive than water. So it's no kunz. So Amr lo. So she said, min amayim tsar min atit lo kol shekein. So you yourself gave the answer about tchias hamesim, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam from a tipa srucha, which is like mayim, from a little piece of liquid, so min atit lo kol shekein. Your big problem with tchias hamesim is how dirt can become a living form. A tipa srucha becomes a living form. So certainly dirt can become a living form. By Rabbi Shmuel, they learned that the Bas Kesar had a different response. That kalvachomer mikli zechuchas, that she made a kalvachomer from glass kelim. Makli zechuchas shamal and beruach basar v'dam. That's just like clay zechuchas have to be blown out by people blowing nishbaru yesh lantakana. And yet if they break, there's a way to fix them. That's why clay zechuchas required tevila midrabanan. Even though on a darais level they should not require tevilas kelim, on a darabanan level they require tevilas kelim because there's a tikkun. There's a way to be misaking them when you shover them, and in that way they're not exactly like clay cheres, which would not require tefillah. A lot of times people make the mistake, they think that clay zechuchas require, they know that clay zechuchas is not the same as clay matechas, so they think, clay matechas requires tefillah with a bracha and clay zechuchas tefillah without a bracha. It's not true. Clay zechuchas is also tefillah with a bracha. What gets tefillah without a bracha? Anything that you're mesupik about, whether it requires tefillah or not. So if you're mesupik, so then you do tefillah without a bracha, but clay zechuchas are vaday, it's a Vaday chiyuv midrabanan. But anyway, just like klei zechuchas, a person blows out klei zechuchas, and nevertheless, if it breaks, there's takana bas v'dam sheberuchu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alachas kama v'kama, a human being which is made with the ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the more so if it breaks, then it should be a takana. So from the previous kal v'chomer, the shnei yotzrim, all we see is that the guf can come back and live with the ruach chayim like a nefesh ha-behema, can have a life force. But the klei zechuchas kal v'chomer teaches us more than that, that it can come back with the neshama, because vayipach ba'apav ruach chayim, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just that you don't have that by behemos, you don't have such a notion that there's a neshama, that there's something more than just a life force in the person. So that's what the Achronim point out over here, that's the advantage of the second kal v'chomer over the first kal v'chomer. Amleihu min al Rabbi Ami, a certain min said to Rabbi Ami, Amris d'shich v'chayi, you people say that there's such a thing as tchias hamesim, v'avu the same challenge, but it's dirt. Dirt can't come back to life, and a person decomposes and becomes part of the dirt. Imagine a melech bas v'dam tells his avadim, I want you to build me very large palaces. In a place where there's no dirt and where there's no water. So they went and they brought mayim and afar from elsewhere, because you need it in order to build things, and they built liyamim naflu at some later date. Liyamim doesn't mean like a few days later. It means they built these impressive palaces. They taco were good, but every building has whatever lifespan it has. So at some later date, the palaces fell down. So Amalehem, the king says, chizru v'nu sabimakom shi'esha for mayim. Now I would like you to build me palaces in a place where the raw materials are there to build, where you have afar, where you have mayim. Amrlo einan yicholin. So they said, sorry, we just can't do it. So the king got very angry. He said, you managed to do it where you didn't have the water and you didn't have dirt. Now you do have water, you do have dirt. All the more so you should be able to do it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create man from a tipa srucha, why you tell me that he's not able to create man when he has dirt to work with, when he has something to work with? That's how Rashi explains in the first pshat. The other is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create the world from tohu vavohu, without mayim, without afar, I guess all this is a daf yomi coincidence the day after we read Parshas Bereishis, all that he was able to create the whole world from tohu vavohu, from no mayim, no afar, no nothing, so certainly it could be mechayim mesim with mayim and afar. And if you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a being from afar, there's an example you could look at in nature. Tzela bikurei achbar shayom chetzio basar v'chetzio adama. You can go take a look at a certain type of achbar, a certain type of mouse that's half flesh and half earth. L'machar hishritz v'nasa kula basar. And soon you'll see that it turns into kula basar, that it the dirt part of it comes into becomes part of the living creature. This is mentioned in the Gemara in chulin as well. That there's a certain type of achbar that's eino paro v'rava, rather it's created, it spontaneously generates on its own. So there's a major discussion in the Metzius of how we understand what Chazal exactly were describing. It's a davar tumo. We don't really find such a thing that something spontaneously generates. So that's all the people who work on how to reconcile science and Torah work on this Gemara. This is one of the big Gemaras that they work on. Shema Tomer, unless you'll say Lizman Meruba, that it takes a long time. Aleila Har Reish Hayom Ein Bo El Chilos and Echad. Go up to a mountaintop and you'll see that today there's only a single Chilosan on the mountaintop. L'machri Yardu Pshamim and Ismali Kulu Chilzonos. Tomorrow it's going to rain and the whole mountaintop will be full of Chilazons. This is also a critical Gemara that a lot of Achronim debate about, because Chilazon is from where we get the Tcheles. That's what Rashi talks about over here. That when we say Chilazon, Rashi says Tola'as Sheyotzi Min Hayam Echel L'Shivim Shana. It's a Tola'as that comes out of the sea once every 70 years. Utsovin B'damu Tcheles. And we use it to make Tcheles. U'lechachila Inu Nira B'Kalahara L'Chilazon Echel. At first you only see one Chilazon. Then it rains, you'll see tons of Chilazonos. Problem is there such a creature however you identify the Chilazon, if you identify the Chilazon, I'm going to start with that. If you claim that there's some sort of way to identify the Chilazon, let's say the Rezina Rebbe, you identified the Chilazon as a certain type of fish, so it doesn't go up to the, first of all, why does Rashi call it a Tolas? It doesn't go on the mountaintop. And even if you identify it as the Murak snail, so it's, Tolas makes a lot of sense. Instead of calling it a dug, you call it a Tolas, because it's a snail, and it lives in the Yam. But on the mountaintop, what's going on in the mountaintop? That happens to be the Aruch on this Gemara, says, it can't be. Every other makor in Chazal tells us that the Chilazon is in the sea. It's not on a mountaintop. Svunei tmunei chol probably means in the seabed. It probably doesn't mean on a mountaintop. Elamai, what do you have to say? Says the Aruch, there's a different type of Chilazon. There's a Chilazon just means a snail. It's in fact in the in Semitic languages the word Chilazon means a snail, but it's like a general species. It means all different types of snail. So some of them you can make tchelos from, and some of them you can do other things with. So this is also one of the key marmakomos in that discussion. A certain min said to a chacham named Gavia ben Psisa, "Vailuchon chayavna that damrisin mesi chayin, that oh you terrible rishayim that you say that mesim are ultimately going to come back to life, that because I can prove you kal v'chomer that they don't. The chayin mesi, those that are living die. The mesi chayin, you want to tell me that? I mean, even those that are living die. So you want to tell me those that die should be able to live? Doesn't make sense. We see that it goes in the other direction. So Amar vailuchon chivaya." He says, woe unto you, you chayavim. Chayavim over here, the Rishonim will translate as Rishaim. And we do have such a translation that works in other places, that sometimes chayavim means Rishaim. The Beis Yosef writes, when we in Reish Yutes, when we say, hagoma lechayavim tovos, what we're saying is lo Rishaim. Beis Yosef says, that's why we don't say, that's why they point out that we don't say, that children don't say Birch Sagomel, that they are not chayavim, they can't be Rishaim, because they're just children, they're not chayiv in mitzvos yet, and that's why it's disrespectful for someone to say Birch Sagomel for their father or for their Rebbe. If their father or their Rebbe, even if you could be motzi someone else in Birch Sagomel, if one's father or Rebbe went through something, to refer to them as chayavim, so that's a major issue, because the way the Beis Yosef understands it is you're referring to them as rishayim. That it, others say, no, you could still say it, you're saying Hagomel lechayavim tovos, he does good things even for the chayavim, but over here he did a good thing for a tzaddik, he did a good thing for someone who's not chayavim. But the word chayavim sometimes means Russia, and that's what it means over here as well. So he said, "Vaylechon chayavaya tamrisin mesi lochayin," that you say that mesim are not going to come back to life. We know from a kal v'chomer that they will. Delo havu chayi, if those that were never alive before get to be born and come to life. Those that were once alive before, all the more so should be able to come back to life. You called me a Rasha? If I get up at Tchias HaMesim, I'm going to kick you, and I'll straighten out your hunchback. If you're able to do that, I'll pay you a handsome a reward for that, because I would love to have my hunchback straightened out. It would be a wonderful thing. Not sure what that conversation is all about. Tan Rabbanan. Ba'asim Arba B'nisan is Natilu Dimil Sunai Yehuda Mirushalayim. On the 24th day of Nisan, the people who wanted to have tainas on the zechus of Klal Yisrael to get and take away Yehuda and Yerushalayim from us are going to leave because therefore they established that day as a day that's aser behesped v'tainas, meaning it was a happy day. Those who challenged our right to Yerushalayim were finally out. What's the story behind this story? Is as follows: the Bnei Afrikaya came with Klal Yisrael in front of Alexandros Mokdan, who was the Melech over the entire world at the time. And Amrlo, the Bnei Afrika said, "Eretz Canaan shalanuhi. Eretz Canaan belongs to us. It was stolen from us. How do I know? The Chsiv pasuk says in Bamidbar Lamedalet, Eretz Canaan legvuloseha. The Torah's kovea Eretz as Eretz Canaan. Uknan avu undahanu in Shiavu." And Canaan is our forefather. So therefore, we're the ones that inherit the land. Amlu Gvia Pem Pesis Lecham. So Gvia Pem Pesis says to Lecham, Tunili Rishos Ve'elich V'adun Imayin Lefnei Alexandros Mokdan. Give me the opportunity to respond to them. Im Yinitzchuni, and if they win the debate, Imru Hedyot Shabanu Nitzachtem, then you'll be able to say, yeah, who is the guy that you debated? You debated some very low-level person. So of course you were able to win the debate with him. It's not going to look so bad. But if I manage to win the debate, even though I'm a hedyot, I'm just a regular person, Imru Lahem, you'll be able to say to them, Toras Moshe Nitzachtem, that it wasn't my great oratory skills, it wasn't my great intelligence, I'm just Stam a guy. It was the Toras Moshe, it was the truth of my argument that really carried the day, and that's why I won. So Nasla Rosh Hashem said, okay, fine, you can go debate. V'halach v'doni ma'im, and he went and he was done in front of Alexandros Mokdan. Amr Lahem, the Gevia ben Pesis said to the Bnei Afrika, Mehechan Atem Avim Raya, where are you bringing a Raya from? Amr Lo, they said, Min HaTorah, from your very Torah that calls it Eretz Canaan. Amalan Afani Lo Avil Cham Raya Elamina Torah. I too will bring you a Raya from the Torah. Shenemar, it says in this coming week's Parsha, Vayomer Orur Canaan Eved Avadim Yiyeh Le'echav, that Canaan is cursed, he's going to be an Eved to his brothers. So since we are the Bnei Banav of Shem, who Canaan has to serve as an Eved, so it turns out that whatever Canaan has really belongs to his master. Eved Shekana Nechasim Eved Lemi Unechasim Lemi. When an Eved acquires Nechasim, who does the Eved belong to? Who does the Nechasim belong to? It all belongs to us. And not only that, according to that pasuk in the Torah, there you owe us a lot of years of service because you haven't been working as our avadim. Sarmalahem Alexandros Malka. So Alexandros said, "Chziru lo tshuva." They said to the Bnei Afrika, what's your response to that? Apparently this was a common thing, that they would ask for 3 days to think about it, to come up with a response. So Nasalem Zmani gave them 3 days, but they spent 3 days racking their brains, they could not find an answer. It worked out for the best. They ran away, and they had already planted all the fields and planted all their vineyards, and now everything was fully grown, and it happened to have been a Shemitah year, so we couldn't have done that same thing. We would not have been able to plant all the fields and vineyards, but they were able to do so. The Marsha says that they must have had fields and vineyards in Eretz Yisrael that they were working on. Otherwise, what's the big deal that it was a Shemitah year? But the Yin Yaakov says, no, it's talking about the fields in Chutz Laretz, and it's still a big deal that it was a Shemitah year because we couldn't plant. We had nothing in Eretz Yisrael, so we had to import produce. Where are we going to import produce from? So because these Bnei Africa ran away, and they stayed far from Eretz Yisrael, so in the surrounding areas, in the African communities nearby, we were able to get from their produce. Shuv pa machas bo b'nei Mitzrayim ladin Yisrael v'nei Alexandros Mokdon. A different time, the B'nai Mitzrayim came to debate the Jewish people in front of Alexandros Mokdon. Amru lo harei omer. So the B'nai Mitzrayim said that the B'nei Yisrael owe us a lot of money because the pasuk says v'Hashem nasan eschino am b'nei Mitzrayim vayash ilum and tenu lanu kesef hizav shenitalta mimenu. So you took all this gold and silver from us when you left Mitzrayim. We'd like it back. Samar gvi ben pesis l'cham once again. Hashem Gvia ben Pesisa says L'cham Tnuli Rishos Ve'elich Vada Niman from Alexandros. I'd like to handle this debate. I mean, Atzchuni Yimrulei Madiyot Shabanu Nitzachtem. And if they win, you'll just say that it was the, you know, it was just a nobody that they defeated. Vimani, I don't know when he develops a reputation of becoming a somebody already, where that you know, that falls on deaf ears. Vimani Anatzeich Chosam. And if I defeat them, Yimrulei Toras Moshe Rabbeinu Nitzchatem. That Nitzchatchem. That you'll say that it was the Toras Moshe that carried the day. Nasna Rishus. So they gave him the permission of Alch Vadani Mayan, and he went and he engaged in the debate. Amr Lahan, so Gvia ben Pesisa said to the B'nai Mishayim, Echnatam Avin Raya, so Amr Lahan, Minat Torah. Where are you bringing a Raya? We're bringing a Raya from your very Torah. Amr Lahan, Afanilo Avilchem Raya, Eliminat Torah. I too will bring a Raya from the Torah. Shene Amar, Umosha B'nai Sol, Asher Yashu Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana, Va'arba Meo Shana. 430 years that B'nai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim without getting paid. Tinu Lonus Charavod Shal Shishim Ribo, Shibatim Mitzrayim, If we could just do the math, figure out how much 600,000 people should get paid for 430 years of service, that's what you owe us. And then we could, we'll deduct what we took out of Mitzrayim from that payment. So Amrlan Alexander Smokton, Hechziru lo tshuva. So Alexander Smokton said, okay, respond. Amrlo, tenu lanu zman shalosh yom. Give us 3 days, nos lam zman, but lo matzu tshuva. They couldn't come up with anything. Yari nichsa zesein, b'kshein zruos, karmein, k'shein netuos, ubar chuvos, shoshana shvi yisaisa. Same story, and it was a boon for Klal Yisrael. V'shuv pamachas bo b'nei Shmuel b'nei Keturah lo d'nei Yisrael v'nei Alexander Smokton. One time the b'nei Shmuel and the b'nei Keturah came for a debate. Amr lo eretz Kanan shalana v'shalachem. And they didn't claim rights entirely to the land. They said, it's a shutvus. You know, Yitzchak, Yishmael were the two sons of Avram Avinu, so we should share the land. D'chsiv Eila told us Yishmael ben Avram. It says Yishmael is ben Avram. Uksiv Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram. And Yitzchak is also ben Avram. They're both called ben Avram the same way. So if they're both called the Ben Avram the same way, they should both properly inherit Avram Avinu. Amalang Via Ben Psis Lacham Tanuli Rishos Velech Valdin Imam of Alexander Smokton, let me handle the debate. I mean, it's Chuni, Imru Hadir Shabacham Nichatstem, Nitzachtem, Vimania Natech Hosam Imalem Taurus Moshe Rabbeinu, Nitzchatchem, Nosan Rishos Halach Vidani Mahem. So again, he got permission and he went to handle the debate. Amalan Mechanatam Avin Raya. Where are you bringing Raya from? Amalaminator. Amalan Afani Lo Avilacham Raya, Lo Avi Raya Eliminator. I also will only bring a Raya from the Torah Shinemar. Vitan Avram is called Avram gave everything he had to Yitzchak. Ulebnei Apilakshem Hashem Avram Nosan Avram Matanos, and he gave Matanos to the Bnei Apilakshem. And the pasuk says, "Vayishalchem al Yitzchak Beno." He sent them away from Yitzchak Beno. Bodenachai Kedmel Eretz Kedem. So Av Shenosan Agitin Levana Bechayev. A father who gives shtaros to his children while he's alive, and he writes that each one is going to get a specific piece of land. Each one is going to get a specific part of the Yerusha. Vishiger Zeh Me Al Zeh. And he keeps them apart from each other, and that's exactly what Avram Avinu did. Shtaros for the Bnei Apilakshim, you stay here, away from Yitzchak. Klum yesh lazeh al zeh klum. So, meaning he conceded the point that they're both Bnei Avram, even if they are both Bnei Avram, but Avram already handled the Yerusha when he was alive, meaning he wrote a will, he took care of it, he made it very clear who he wants. The Jewish response would probably be, meaning that that we would accept is ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazera. Right? This is also a davyami coincidence. Our claims to Eretz Yisrael are based on first Rashi in Chumash, that right, that's why we start with the Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who he's going to give it to, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really decided. But that's what the famous kasha that they asked. The Umos Olam are going to be Mekatrig, and they're going to say that we really own Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to say, oh no, look at Bereishis. Well, why are they going to, why would that matter? Someone should get up in the United Nations every time they want to condemn Israel and say, no, state in Bereishis. You got to look at first Rashi. Well, and that will quiet down all the arguments? Obviously no, it's not going to. That's the response for us. That's what we have to know. For the Umos Olam, we have to deal with them on their level in a way that they can relate to. So that's how he responded. My matanos, what were the matanos? Am Rabbi Yirmiyahu Melamed Shemaslem Shem Tuma. He gave the Bnei Apilakshim all the forces of Tuma. You might think that that's not such a nice matano. Kishuv Shedim. These were powerful forces that they were able to use and often against the Jewish people in many ways for many, many years. Those forces are no longer there. There's an interesting discussion why the Rambam categorically denies that there's such a thing as Shedim, that there's such a. So the question is, what does he do with like every Gemara, right? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov suggests that the Ram doesn't deny that there ever existed such a thing as Shedim and Kishuf and all these things. He just denies that there could still be such a thing. Rabbi Yaakov explains that the Ram must have held that, and he thinks that that's absolute truth, that there is a there's a balance in the world between forces of Kedusha and forces of Tumah, and therefore, so long as you have Nevuah, you could have things like Shedim and Kishuf. So long as you have Ruach HaKodesh, you could have these things. Once Nevuah is taken away, once Ruach HaKodesh is taken away, so whatever we lose on the side of Kedusha, you also lose in the counterbalance. And that's why he says the Rambam thinks that the world is bereft of Kedusha enough that it can't possibly be that there would still be Shedim. Amar Antoninus the Rebbe. Antoninus challenged Rebbe. So we're going to have, I think, three or four challenges Antoninus had to Rebbe. Guf and Neshama yichon lifter atzim min adin. The Guf and the Neshama could both get out of ever having to be asalitein din v'cheshbon. Keitzad, Guf omer Neshama chatas. So the Guf could say, the Neshama is the one that did the Avera. Shemiyom shepir shemeni arinu mutal kevin domi mekever. And the Raya is, the day you took away my Neshama, I stopped doing Avera. So I was just sitting there in the kever doing nothing. So I can't be responsible. U Neshama omer is Guf chata. And the Neshama could say, no, it's the Guf that's the cause of all the problems. The day I left the Guf, I haven't done any Averes. I've been flying in the air like a bird, free. I'll give you a mashal to a Melech Vasavadam. Has a beautiful Pardis. And he has the Bikoros Nos. He has these first fruits that are beautiful. And he sets up two Shomrim. Echad Chiger, one of them isn't able to walk. Ve'echad Suman, the other one is blind. Amrlo Chiger, the lame one says to the blind one, "Bakuros nos ani roa bepardes." This orchard that we're watching over has some beautiful fruits. Bovar kiveni, put me on your shoulders. Unaviim lachem, I'll direct you where to walk, and you'll bring me there, and we'll go eat them. Rachav chiger al gabe suma. So the chiger climbs, goes up on the suma's shoulders. Veviim vaacholim, and they bring this fruit and they eat it. Liyamim ba balapardes amar lehen, bakuros nos hechanein. The balapardes comes and he says, "What happened to all my beautiful fruits? Obviously, you guys stole them and ate them." Amar lo chiger, klum yesh li raglayim lahalich ben. How could you accuse me of such a thing? Am I capable of doing that? I can't even walk. Amar lo suma, the suma said, klum yesh li enayim liros. Would I have even known that there were beautiful fruits? I can't even see. How is it possible that I would take them? Ma asa hirkev chiger al gabi suma. What did he do? What did the owner of the pardes do? He put the chiger on top of the suma's shoulders, vidano sam kachal, and then judged them like that. Because like that, they were fully capable of this. Sava Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu does the same thing. Maybe neshama v'zorka b'guf. When it comes time for judgment, he's going to take the neshama and put it back in the guf. V'don osam ke'echad, and he's going to judge them together. Yad Ramah says this is referring to Tchias HaMesim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be maxing the neshama to the guf so that we could face judgment. This is l'shitaso that l'asilavo. There's going to be a guf, as we discussed. That's a major machlokas rishonim. What's going to happen exactly? L'asilavo. Do we say it's tzadikim yoshim mitzvaseim b'roshem? Meaning that nanamis of Ashkina ain bo lo achila lo shtia, which implies no guf, or do we assume that no, there is a guf by tchias amesim? There may be some olam haneshamos afterwards, where everyone dies. So what exactly happens by tchias amesim? So the Yad Ramah assumes that there is such a tchias amesim with a guf, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us finally. Shenemar yikra la shemayim me'al ve'al aretz ladini mo, yikra la shemayim me'al zun shama ve'al aretz ladini mo zeh haguf. That each part of the pasuk is referring to a different part of the human being, the neshama and the guf. Another debate with Antoninus and Rebbe. Amalei Antoninus Rebbe, mnei mach hama yotza b'mizrach v'shokas b'mariv. Why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? Amalei iyava ipcha. He says, well, that's not really a kasha. If it was the opposite way, nami hachiyava amartali. So then you would ask me why it rises in the west and it sets in the east, meaning I can't ask such kashas. So amalei hachiyavinilach. He says, granted, that's not what I meant. What I meant is mnei mashokas b'mariv. Why doesn't it just set back to the place where it came from? Normally you take something out and you put it away, right back where it came from. Why does it go to the other side of the sky? So Amalei, Kedelitin Shalom Lakona. So Rebbe says, in order to give Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is Shorah B'Marav. The Shechina is in the west. So when the sun gets to the Tzad Mariv, it's being Mishtachve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. So that's why it sets in the west, and it's as if it's bowing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemru Tzva Shemayim L'cha Mishtachvim. Samuel Antonina said, V'teisi Ad Palga D'Rikia. Why doesn't it go until halfway up in the sky, V'titin Shalom V'Teil, and let it be Mishtachve toward the west, in order to give Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a person who's Mishtachve in front of a Melech. He's not Mishtachve right in front, right on the king's feet. He doesn't go like right up into the king. He goes at some safe distance. He's Mishtachve, and then he backs out. That's the Derech Kavod. So the son should do the same thing. That he responded that the reason the son has to do this is for the Polim and the Ovri Drachim. It should be evident when you look at the sky how much time of daylight you still have left. Otherwise, people who are traveling don't know how much time they're still going to have to travel. So if the sun goes and then comes back on the same trajectory that it went, you're not going to be able to necessarily know by looking at the sky what time of day it is and how much sunlight you have left. So in order to do a chesed with Paul and Vavri Drachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in such a way. It sounds like from the whole conversation that they were unfamiliar with the whole circling the globe and hitting all the other sides of the earth, that they assumed that the earth was flat, and you have many Gemaras that it seemed this way, that the sun goes behind the earth, so to speak, not like that there's another side, behind the earth and comes back up on the other end, or over the Kippas HaShemayim. That's the other the expression that Chazal have when they try to describe what happens with the sun, that it goes over the sky and then back on the other side. So again, those who work on science and Torah and what Chazal knew exactly and what the assumptions were, work on this as well and figuring out how these Gemaras play out. Another time Antonina said to Rabbi, Neshama Memesai Nitna Ba'adam. When does a person get his Neshama? Mishas Pekida? Is it when they're first going through each tipa and they're deciding which tipa is going to impregnate the woman? Omishas yitzira. Or is it only once the yitziras haguf actually begins, once the body starts to take form inside? Samle mishas yitzira. It happens in mishas yitzira. Samle Antonina said, if you assume that mishas pekida until shas yitzira, there is no neshama, efshe chaticha shal basra omedah shloshiyam blo melech veinu mesrachas. Can you have a piece of meat without salt that's, for 3 days that's not going to spoil? So how could it be that you have this tipa srucha in a woman's womb before the yitzira begins that doesn't spoil? El mishas pekida. It has to be mishas pekida from when the tipa is first inside the woman. Amar Rebbe, Dover Zelim Deni Antoninus Umikra Mesayehu. He says, you know what? Antoninus was right about this one, and it turns out there's a pasuk that supports him. Shnemar Uvkudascha Shamra Ruchi. That from the Pekido, Uvkudascha Shamra Ruchi. My Ruach was already there. The Neshama was already there. Mishas Pekida. This Shas Pekida probably relates to what the Gemara Nida talks about, that each Tipa is Balef Nekorosh Baruch Hu. Is this going to be a Chacham or a Tipesh? Is this going to be Aruch Katzer or whatever? All the different qualities that a person might have. The only thing it doesn't ask is if it's going to be a Rashi or Tzaddik, because I call Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mira Shemayim. But everything else, all the qualities are determined Bishas Zivug, the Gemara says, at the time of the Zivug of man and wife. When does a person's Yetzer Hara start taking effect? Mishas Yitzira or Mishas Yitzia? Is it at the formation of the body inside the mother's womb or only when it's born? So Mishas Yitzira. It's got to be at the formation inside the mother's womb. Well, then the baby is never going to tolerate staying inside. He'll kick and come out. You have to say that it's Mishas Yitzia from the time that he's born. So the Mefarshim work on Chumash with the Chazal also say that Esav, Rashi quotes in Chumash, that Esav was trying to go out to a base of Avodah Zarah. How does he manage to do that if he doesn't even have a Yetzer Hara? He's very advanced. So Amar Rebbe, Davar Zelim Deni Antoninus Umikra Masayayu. He says, you know what? Antoninus taught me this, and there's a pasuk that says that he's right. Shenemar La Pesach Chatos Rovetz. That when it goes Mi Pesach Rechamimo, that's where the Rovetz Chatos is Rovetz. That's where the Yetzer Hara is crouching at the door and waiting to attack. Reish Lakish Rami, back to Tchias HaMeisim type of issues. Reish Lakish asks the following stira. Ksiv, we have a pasuk that says that Bam Iveru Piseach Hara V'Yoldos Yachtav, that Las Lava, there are going to be Bali Mumim that are blind and that are Chigrim, that are lame. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Oz Yedali Ka'il Piseach V'Taron Noshon Ilem Ki Nifku B'Midbar Mayim U'Nuchalim Ba'Arava, that all the Bali Mumim are going to have a refuah from their Mum at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. So which is it? Hakeitzad, Omdin b'mumah u'misrapin. What you have to say is that they'll come back with their mum, and then they'll experience the refuah. Why would Kodesh Baruch Hu do that? Why not just bring them back without the mum? So it could be that he's the Marshal explains that it's a greater nes in this way, that this is the same person that was a bal mum, and now he goes through that experience. It's also a greater chesed to the person. You ever see every once in a while, you know, someone will show me one of these, will send me one of these videos of like people who get their hearing back after a surgery or their eyesight back, and their reactions to it. You know, like that kind of ecstasy of being able to experience one of the senses that they never experienced before. So having that refuah is an extremely exciting thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do that chesed with them. Ula Rami, Ula asked a different stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Bila Mavaslan, that's Achmach Hashem Demimel Kalpanim. That lost the love after the Chesem Esim, there's going to be no more death. Uksiv, Kianar Ben Meyashana Yamus. That if someone dies at the age of 100, they're going to say that he died so young. Lo Yem Sham Od Ol Yamim. And that's what it says in the beginning of the pasuk as well. That a Zakin that is not, that you're not going to have anyone who's a Zakin who hasn't filled his days. Meaning, everyone by the time they die is going to be very old. But that's not the same as no death. So which is it? Is it that they're going to be very old in the night? So lo kasha. Kan be Israel, kan ba ovdei kochavim. When the pasuk says that la'as lavo, misa is going to be batal, that's by Israel. When the pasuk says that people are going to live longer lives, like we see nowadays, the life expectancy is not what it was in the Middle Ages. You know, sometimes people say, I wish I lived in the times of Rashi and the Rambam. Really? You want like 60% of your children to die and your life expectancy should be like 42? Like, you know, but you have to be careful what you, right? Well, not careful what you wish for, but we have to realize, we have to be grateful for what we do have. And we have the ability that a life expectancy, like I've pointed out, that I was at a Levaya for an 83-year-old, and they were saying how Nebuch, someone died at such a young age. You never could have imagined such a comment, you know, years ago. So we have this, so that's something that's going to be even for Ovdei Kochavim Las Lavo. But for Bnei Yisrael, that Bila Mavis L'Netzach, Mavis is going to be gone entirely. Ovdei Kochavim my bo, Hasam. Wait a second, the Ovdei Kochavim are going to be there? Las Lavo? So Hanach Tuchsiv Behu, Vamdu Zarm Vero Tzonchem Bnei Necher, Akrechem V'Chormechem. Someone's going to have to work in the fields. That's not going to be, you know, with all these trained Jewish doctors and lawyers, who's going to be able to work the vineyards? Someone's got to work the vineyards. Rav Chista Rami, Rav Chista asked the following stira. Ksiv v'chafra al-vano v'vosha ha-chama ki malach Hashem tzvakos. Pasuk means that the sun and the moon are going to dry up. Their light is going to become weakened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads his light on Tzion and Yerushalayim. Uksiv v'yar al-vano karacham v'aracham yesh v'sayim kar shivasayamim. But another pasuk says that the sun and the moon are going to be strengthened. They're going to be, the moon is going to be like the sun. The sun is going to be much, much bigger. Lo kasha. Kani Yimosu Mashiach, Kani Yolam Abba. A difference between Yimosu Mashiach and Yolam Abba. Ay, L'Shmuel Damar Ein Bein Olam Hazeh, Yimosu Mashiach, L'Shub Malchus B'Vad. What if you hold like Shmuel that there's no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yimosu Mashiach? The only difference is Shibud Malchus, that there's going to be world peace, and everyone is going to, the United Nations are just going to pass resolution after resolution to support Israel. And that's the only difference between Yimosu Mashiach and Olam Abba. But there's still going to be rich people and poor people and nature and everything, the way things work down here, the way things work right now. So then what are you going to say? Why would the sun and the moon change? The sun and the moon can't change. Lo kasha. Kan v'machna tzadikim, kan v'machna shkina. The pasuk says that the Ora Levana and Chama is going to be mischazik l'asadavo, is in the machna tzadikim. But the pasuk that says that it's going to be totally dried up is in the machna shkina, that because it's going to pale in comparison to the light of the shkina. Rava Rami, Rava asked the following stira. Ksiv, ani amis v'achaya, uksiv, machatzdi v'ani arape. So it sounds like Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to mirape the mum of any injuries that a person has, that a person will get up without a mum. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masha ani memes ani mechaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, first, whatever I killed, I'm bring back to life. Vahadar, Masha mechasi ani arape. And then, whatever illnesses someone had, I'm going to cure those illnesses. Tan Rabbanan, ani omis v'achaya, yachul shetei misa be'echad v'chayim be'echad. You might think that these are two separate people, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to have some people die and some people come to life. Kederek shalom noeg, just like we have nowadays, that some people die and some people are born, and they're different people. Tam Lomar, this is a good maramakum for the Gilgul sugya, whether there's such a thing as Gilgulim. So right here you have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that just like nowadays, some people die die, and it's totally different people that are born. Totally different. What about Gilgulim? Okay. Tamalomar mechatsi vani arapa mechitza refuah be'echad af misa v'chayim be'echad. Just like mechitza and refuah are be'echad, so too misa and chayim are be'echad. Mikan shuvalomar in tchias amesim min haTorah. And this is a response to those who say that there's no tchias amesim min haTorah. Okay, that's what we'll pick up with Tanya Rav Meir tomorrow.